Adam Fotheringham and the Hidden Lives Project of Barton and Treadworth. We've been talking all about the reminiscences, and Horton Cameron is here, and Mahmood Patel, and we'll find out some of their reminiscences very shortly. But Adam, just tell me a bit more about this creative piece, the educational theatre. How does one transfer reminiscences of Horton and Mahmood onto the stage then?
Well, with the help of some very talented young actors, I have to say. We've recruited four actors who are all relatively local, not necessarily from Barton and Treadworth. And this is their first time doing reminiscence theatre, so they've had to learn how to basically work from a transcription. So after the interviews, we transcribe everything. We then choose what is going to make really good theatre, and we turn it into a script. But it's the words of Mahmood and Horton that you hear. It's just that we've actually kind of edited them and created various images and movement and so on around it.
You know, I had this vision of Horton and Mahmood on stage, giving their own reminiscences. But then I did think a little while ago, if that's going to happen, this could be a very long play.
Of course. I mean, that has great value, actually, hearing it from the horse's mouth. But I think also, when you're working with theatre, you need to find ways of telling the essence of things, of getting the essence of something across to the audience. So that's really what we've focused on doing.
Let's have a word with Mahmood to start with. Mahmood, just tell me a bit about your reminiscences. When you started, when Adam came along, how did it start and what did he say to you first?
Adam said he had this idea of recording oral history and wanted to talk about my life in Barton and Treadworth.
Come on then, let's start off. Let's go back. I think we're going to go back, what, 50 years for you to get to Barton and Treadworth?
We go back 50 years to Barton and Treadworth. And the first thing that came to mind when Adam was speaking was how life had changed in that relatively short period of time. People think 50 years, oh my gosh, a long time. But in the changes that have taken place, things in my lifetime have been phenomenal. Changes in the way society is, changes in the way values are, changes in traditions. And looking back, reminiscing, it gave me an opportunity to just reflect on traditions that I have carried through my life, but traditions now that are immersed in the Barton and Treadworth area, and trying to sort of disseminate between what I was told we should do and what the community is actually doing for itself now. And I think that's a fundamental change that's taken place in 50 years.
Where did you come from to get to Barton Street then?
Well, my parents are from India, from Gujarat, but I was born in Barbados, in the Caribbean. And I came to England and I have this wonderful Gloucestershire accent that often gets mistaken for somebody from Norfolk.
People are not going to realise that looking at you, you've got a little hair, but you've got a long white beard. And to hear you talk, you wouldn't be able to guess where you came from, would you?
Not at all. And again, that was part of the fascination of the project, is we carry our history, if you like, orally until somebody writes it down. But then you're only then depicted if someone takes a photo of you. And again, the strands of what Adam and the team are doing was to reflect that we may sound as we do, but we actually carry a rich heritage of the collections of things that we've collected on the way through our lives.
Absolutely. Some people call it baggage, but we won't call it that. Let's talk to the other guy down there who sat alongside you. His name is Horton Cameron. And I should say, ladies and gentlemen, that both these gentlemen, Mahmood and Horton, have both been mayors of Barton. And Horton, you are definitely from Jamaica.
I am, yes.
So when did you come to Barton then?
In October 1960. I thought I would never be here for a long time, because when we left there, 5 years, that was the time, and we never thought that we would renew our passport. But here I am. This is my home today.
Yeah. So where did you start with your reminiscences of Barton and Treadworth then?
Well, just not very far from where I live, because I've had four addresses since I arrived, and they are within half a mile.
Really? Yeah, you have gone far then.
There you are, you see. And I've seen a lot of changes in Barton, but I love the city, and I don't think I'd live anywhere else.
Lovely smile on your face as you say that.
Very much so. I mean, there's some nice people around there. Of course, like everywhere else, there's always a little bit of here and there, but I don't think I'd change Barton at all for anywhere else.
I reckon over the time you've been here and the Mamou's been there, I mean, Barton's described as multicultural. It really is. And I think it's got even more multicultural over the years. More and more people have moved in from all over the world. I mean, the world is in Barton Street, isn't it?
Very much so. You know, whatever you was or used to be, you go into Barton Street years ago, you can get from a pin to an anchor. Through some time of recession, things have dropped off, but it's picking up, you know. But to me, the people there, they are lovely. I know in the past we had some publicity which we didn't deserve. But, of course, we just shook our shoulder and we stood up to show people that we are a loving body in the area. And we hope it continues like this all the time.
And Mahmoud, physically, Barton and Treadworth hasn't changed a great deal, has it?
It hasn't changed along Barton Street. The properties have been refurbished, but the side streets and the alleys and are all still there. And on reflection, when I was a boy and I walked from, say, Hatfield Road to Coney Hill, I could go through the alley at the back of Williams and James's, which is about to be knocked down to be built four houses. But the alley seemed massive and I seemed very small. When I walk now, the alley's very small and I up here massive.